Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah's Trumas Parakid Aleph, Mishnah Tasa, Mishnah Yod, the last two Mishnahs in the Masechta. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Shalom Mizam Nuvzugas Amar Yisitiv Chal Yitzchal Tzeim. They should be given for that Sachat Salchan Siat Yishmaya, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela. And Mishchos Esabas Rachel, she should be zeicher to find her Zivug Hagon Bekar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says Karshine Truma, Karshinim that are Truma. What are Karshinim? Karshinim is a bean-like plant which is meant for animal food. However, sometimes B'Shasad Chak it will be eaten by humans, by people, and therefore it has a din of Michael Adam. It's fit for human consumption, and therefore truma has to be taken off of karshinim. So the Mishnah tells us we have karshinim of truma, machilin oisim lo behemav lachayev latarnagoylim. A kain is allowed to feed it to all these animals of his, behemas, chayas, chickens. That's because we know that a kain is allowed to feed his animals truma. Also, Yisrael shesachar par mekain, if a Yisrael rented a cow from a kain, machil karshine truma, he's allowed to feed it karshinim of truma, since it's the kain's cow, and if he wanted to, he could have given these karshinim to the kain, and then the kain would have fed them to his cow. So the Yisrael is allowed to take his own karshinim of truma and feed them to the kain's cow. However, if a kain rented a cow from Yisrael, even though the kain has responsibility to feed this cow, the same way that if a kain rented a car from his friend Yisrael, he would have to fill it up with gas, so too, he's got to feed his friend's cow. Still, the kain is not allowed to feed a karshinim of truma. That's because the kain is only allowed to feed kinyan kaspai truma. Kinyan kaspai means something that he purchased with his money. This is not something that he purchased. It's something that he rented. Therefore, he's not allowed to feed the Yisrael's animal karshinim of truma. A similar idea, the Mishnah tells us, Yisrael shasham par mikayin, a Yisrael that evaluated the value of a cow from a kain. So he used to have a business back in the day. We have one person that owned a cow, another person who's quite expert at fattening up cows and making them more valuable. So they would evaluate how much this animal's worth before the fellow took it in. Then he would take it in and they would split the profits. So the Yisrael did this to a cow of a kain. They evaluated that it was worth, let's say, $100. And then let's say the Yisrael raised its value to $200, they're going to split that $100 50-50. In such a scenario, the Yisrael is not allowed to feed the kain's cow, karshinim of truma. That's because it's not considered the kain's cow anymore, it's considered the Yisrael's cow. However, if a kain did this to a Yisrael's cow, now the kain is going to be fattening up the Yisrael's cow, machil karshinim truma, he is allowed to feed a karshinim of truma because it's considered the kain's cow and not the Yisrael's cow. Moving on to the last mission of the Masechta, we're going to be talking about shemen sreifa. What's shemen sreifa? That's truma oil that became tamei. The reason why it's called shemen sreifa, which literally means oil that's burnt or oil that needs to be burnt, is because that's what needs to happen with truma oil. It needs to be burned. So it's called shemen sreifa. The Mishnah tells us madlikin shemen sreifa. We are allowed to light shemen sreifa bebatei kenesiyos in shol ubebatei medrashos and in the base medrash umebavayos ha'afelim and in dark alleyways v'algabei ha'chaylin and for a sick person birshos kayin. That's if there's a kayin there. Since the kayin is benefiting from it, so everyone else around him is allowed to benefit as well. That's called ner le'echad ner le'meya. When one person has a flashlight, so everyone benefits from the flashlight. Similarly, basi sol shenisus le'kayin. If we have a Bas Yisrael that married a Kain, so now she's allowed to eat Truma and benefit from Truma. And she often goes back to her father, the Yisrael's house. Avia Malik Bershusa, her father is allowed to light Shemen Sreifa when she's there. That's because she's benefiting from it, she's allowed to, so her father's allowed to benefit from it as well. And now we have a Machlokes. Madlikin Bebeis HaMishta, Avoloi Bebeis HaEvel Dev Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says that we're allowed to light Shemen Sreifa at a Beis Mishta, at a Chasana, but not at a Sheva house. So what's the difference? So according to Rebbe Yehuda, at a Beis Mishta, at a Chasana, everyone's wearing very nice clothing, and they're not going to be picking up an oil lamp and carrying it from place to place because it might get dirty. So we don't have to be afraid that at the chasana, this lamp is going to be picked up and moved to a place where there's no kaihanim. However, at a base evel, people don't wear fancy clothing, and we have to be afraid that someone might pick up this oil lamp and bring it to a place where there aren't any kaihanim. However, B'yosi Amar, he tells us, B'beis ho'evel, we're allowed to light it in a base evel of a loy b'beis ha'mishta, but not in a base mishta. Rabbi Yosi holds the opposite. In a base evel, when people are very somber and the mood is a little bit more heavy, so people are going to be very careful and they're not going to pick it up from one place and bring it to another place where there's no kaihanim. But in a base mishta, everyone's happy and they're joyous, and therefore they might pick up this lamp and bring it from one place to another that other place might not have a kain there. Now, Rav Meir Oyser Kanvakan, Rav Meir Asers in both of these places because he takes the chumras of both of these previous tanaim. Rav Shimon Mater Kanvakan, Rav Shimon allows in both places because he takes the kulas of both tanaim. With this, we finish the Masechta. Mazel Tov for finishing Masechta Shumas together. Just like we finished this Masechta together, we should be zocheh to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. Everyone should have a wonderful day.